Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ted Fishman. Ted C. Fishman. That's the name on the website, right? Ted? TedCFishman.com.
Right.
And yep. What's coming out next?
Well, what is coming out? I just wrote this interesting reminiscence and investigation of it. It's germane to nothing we've talked about, but I used to work for Adlai Stevenson when he was a senator. Adlai Stevenson III, when he was a senator from Illinois,
right.
And I dealt with all the crazy people who came in with stories about their paranoid stories about being kidnapped and operated on by the CIA and so on. One of those crazy people. I just learned that everything that person told me that I dismissed as a phantasm was entirely true.
Wow! A judge
gave me all the records. Yeah.
Where can we get it? Yeah. Where can we get this?
Oh my God! I just opened it up, and I'll give you when the article comes out. I'll send the link along.
Oh yeah! You got to let us know. Where's it going to be published?
It's going to be in the local city magazine, Chicago.
Okay,
magazine.
You be sure to let us know. We'll get it out there. We got to know about this. This is fascinating. Anything yeah. about Area 51 in there?
Not yet. I'm probing.
Well, people feel like they're having close encounters of the worst kind when they hang out with me sometimes. So maybe that's what it's all about. So all right.
Well, you're my favorite alien astronaut.
That's right.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Nanu, nanu. So okay. Ted, let's talk about where we're going from here. Think about this is something I've been trying to focus on. When when everybody's running one way, I always figured that's not any fun. I would rather go the other way. And so when I hear everybody talk about how this trade negotiation with China, with Canada, with Mexico, with Europe, how all this is going to hurt our economy and it's going to, you know, blah, 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 I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. What if it actually gets done? We've got the North America thing basically done. My economist in France tells me Europe's closer than we've ever been before to making it happen. What if at the end of this term of President Trump, he's got a European, a North America, and a Canadian and a China trade deal under his box, you know, wrapped up nice and pretty? Imagine what the economy in America would look like on the other side of those deals. I'm saying we've never seen growth like that before. What do you think?
Oh, that's an exciting prospect. You know, the Trump administration rejected TPP as soon as it came into office.
Yep. You thought it was wrong. TPP, you still do?
You still thought it was wrong. TPP happened without us, you know, between Southeast Asia and Europe. And now with the new situation with China, it makes so much sense for us to attach ourselves to that in some way, maybe certainly not call it TPP for us, but and then you achieve our strategic – if we have the strategic goal of containing China in some way, then waiting on TPP may in some way help to accomplish that goal. So –
So maybe in a perverse way, President Trump lurched uncontrollably to a good decision on that. Is that what you're saying?
It could happen. And you know, but
he's not crazy. We had him tested, but he is different. No question. So I want to ask you this question. I'm saying that World War III is already underway. I've only got about a minute here. World War III is already underway. It's not going to be fought with ordnance. It's going to be fought with digits and quantums and quibbits, with bits and dip and quibbits. And it's already underway, and America is losing the digital war, the war in cyberspace. What do you think?
We have to get our act together. We have a lot of loosey-goosey things here that make us really vulnerable. But we've had a number of cheap ways to learn our lesson. So without – massive damage yet, so hopefully we will. So,
well,
and,
do you agree, yeah, though, that's the next world war, not the one with aircraft carriers and missiles?
Well, I think it is already going on, and yeah, we've absolutely underestimated the capacity of those who are probing and prying into us. I'm not privy to anything that we're doing.
But they're not going to. My point is, they're not going to take down. They're not going to beat us on the water, on the air, or with missiles. But they could beat us in cyberspace.
Well, you beat us in cyberspace first, and then you beat us with missiles.
There you go. That's it. That's the way you do it. Hey, Ted, good job today, as always. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ted joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.